This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. And it's, well, we have so much exciting stuff tonight. You know how heavy last night was? Not tonight. We may get into a little bit of that tonight, but tonight we have new items on the soundboard. You see, you remember our Maria Salazar clip we played.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything.
I know, you know it. We'll play the whole thing later on. Do you know that the fellas took the time, because we're interested in giving you the hard news, to separate out my freedom, my favorite part?
You know, freedom is not free.
So that's now permanently on the soundboard. We have Black Lives Matter in the news. Joe Biden forgot who he was and where he was. We have more idiocy from Dome. We have corruption all over the place. But we are going to begin somewhere different. I'm going to take phone calls way later in the show. Do not pick up the phone yet. I'm not answering. I don't answer anyway. The call screener people aren't answering. Don't do that. I will finally take some calls. We're going to do all that. We're beginning somewhere else first, though. Let me ask you something. Are you disgusted by the corruption you see all around you? In your government officials, I mean elected politicians, I mean bureaucracies, whether it be at a state or federal level. Are you disgusted? Are you disgusted by the fact we have them blatantly lying about what they need to secure the border?
Look, we need to do more work at the border. The president sent an immigration plan to Congress on his first day in office. We've asked consistently for more resources. We put in place a new rule that will take effect next month to enable us to process asylum claims more clearly.
All that's a lie. We're about to have 18,000 illegal immigrants a day flooding into the country on purpose. 18,000 a day. I didn't misspeak there. They are remaking America with a bunch of non-citizens who hate the place. That's criminal, right? It's criminal. Okay, all right. Set that aside. Let's talk about, well, here's the White House press secretary.
At what age does the White House think that students should be taught about sexual orientation and gender identity?
Well, I would say, first of all, Peter, we have spoken to the Don't Say Gay bill in the past, I believe is what you're referring to, and made clear that as we look at this this law, what we think it's a reflection of is politicians in Florida propagating misinformed, hateful policy.
Okay, yeah, these people have purposely put their foot in the door so they can groom your children. We've seen the numbers. I've gone over it time and time again. The drastic, drastic increase in LGBTQ Air Force kids across the country, purposely perverting your children. Does that make you mad? I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. Stay with me. Are you mad about guys who are still trying to destroy the mental health of children across the nation? You do remember last night's show, right? All the child suicides, child suicide attempts, social isolation, masking. Well, here's what government officials, you're still paying their salary. Here's what they're doing.
The CDC has been very clear, as you've indicated, that in fact, if things turned around and you have a rather substantial uptick in cases that is associated with an increase in hospitalizations, the CDC might turn around that recommendation and say, we've got to go back to indoor masks.
You mad about that? Hang with me. Hang with me. Are you mad that New York City Mayor Eric Adams, this is a little long, hang with me on this, that as the mayor, he was questioned by a woman named Daniela Jampel. She was upset about the masking of toddlers. I'm going to play you the audio of it. And I want you to understand, after this is done, once this audio was done, when it was recorded, less than an hour later, this woman was fired. Listen to this.
3 weeks ago, you told parents to trust you, that you would unmask our toddlers. 10 days ago, you stood right here and you said that the masks would come off on April 4th. That has not happened. You reneged on your promise. And not only did you renege on your promise, you had your lawyers race to court on Friday night to overturn a state court.
Wait, so no. Let her finish. Go ahead and finish, ma'am, okay? But you got to come to a conclusion. Can't do it. Okay, how are you back there?
On March 17th that you would trust me, I will unmask your toddlers. You had your lawyers race to court on Friday night arguing that there would be irreparable harm if children under 5 were allowed to take off their masks today along with their older siblings in school. So my questions are, what is the irreparable harm to children aged 2 to 4 taking off their masks just as they...
All right, I'm going to cut it off there. It keeps going. I might play the whole thing for you in a little while. What you have to know is, in response to those very reasonable questions, that woman found out less than an hour later she was fired. Okay? One more. Just one more before I get to my point here. Just one more. This is Dick Durbin. Maybe you've heard of him. World-class scumbag, U.S. Senator. What he's arguing here is he's arguing against longer sentences for people who consume child pornography. And I obviously don't want to dwell on a subject so detestable, but just let's always make sure we understand child pornography is child rape. There's a child in front of that camera being assaulted in unimaginable ways. A United States senator in the United States of America, the year 2022, feels completely comfortable standing up publicly and saying this.
I have to ask myself, why now? Why does the junior senator from Missouri bring this bill to the floor of the United States Senate today?
He's talking about Josh Hawley, by the way. Josh Hawley brought a bill trying to ramp up these penalties. Anyway.
Think back. This matter has been considered. Originally, the guidelines were considered in 1984. The question of child pornography came back to us in 2003. In 2005, there was a Supreme Court case about applying the guidelines on sentencing to these types of cases, a case known as Booker. We know that in 2005, that decision was handed down.
Just hang on. He's getting to the money part. Listen, pay attention. Remember, we're talking about child rape. Remember, this is child rape. Listen.
We know in 2012, the Sentencing Commission said to Congress and to the world, you need to do something here. These guidelines that you promulgated don't reflect the reality of today. We know as well that the guidelines were written, some were written in an era when the materials we're talking about were physical materials, and we now live in a world of internet, and access to not just tens and hundreds, but thousands of images, if that is your decision.
Okay, so that's a United States senator saying publicly we shouldn't punish people who consume child rape because it's easier to get it today. Now, what do any of those things have in common? What am I talking about? Where am I going here? I went from the border. We were talking about Fauci, Eric Adams. We're down to Dick Durbin. What do any of these things have in common? Do all those things disgust you? Are you mortified by the fact you live in a country where they're intentionally overrunning the border, they're intentionally causing suicidal kids, where a mayor of our most important city can have someone fired for asking him a tough question, and a United States senator is more than comfortable openly saying, child porn's not that bad, it's easier to get now. Do those things disgust you? Of course they do. They disgust me too. But why do we have it? Why does it happen? How could that possibly happen? You're disgusted. If I were to go out, forget about you. Forget about me. If I was to go out right now to the local mall or someplace nice, the Red Lobster. If I was to go down to the local, what, Chris? If I was to go down to the local Red Lobster right now and I was to take a little video audio thing, Chris, a little speaker thingy so I could play stuff. You know, I do technology. And I was to take all those sound bites I just played you. And I was to play them for random people. Again, not politicos like you, not people like me, not Democrats, not Republicans, just regular, normal people. And I was to go down that list and play those things for those people. What percentage of people would be outraged? Outraged that these are the people who lead our country? A high percentage, right? I mean, even if I'm in a nutball area, let's pretend like this is a Red Lobster where they felt like they could just be honest about their feelings. Even if this was some Democrat area, there'd be a pretty high percentage of people who thought that was gross. No, I don't want my border overrun. No, I don't want the kids abused. No, child porn is actually atrocious. No, I don't think a mayor should just fire anyone he's angry at for asking a tough question. I mean, normal people. The vast majority of Americans agree with you and how you feel about all these sound bites. They agree with me and how I feel about all these sound bites. So if we, the people, if we're sitting here and we think our leadership is corrupt, why are they still corrupt? Well, we do live in a representative republic, don't we? So if we live in a representative republic, and we're represented by corrupt people, what does that mean? I'm going to explain what that means in just a moment. Before we get to that, I understand the stress level out there. I mean, look, last night's show was heavy. And I can tell from the emails it was heavy for everyone. I'm glad you liked it. I felt it was important to do it. I know it was heavy. And people are more stressed, more anxiety, more of that stuff today. Understand something. All that stuff gets magnified if you have a bad night of sleep. You have to sleep regularly. And you can get the best bedding on the planet from somebody who actually fights for your values. Remember Mike Lindell, the guy who ran 10,000 pillows up to the Canadian trucker protests? Mike Lindell, who's been debanked. Mike Lindell, who's been kicked out of the big box bedding stores and still going strong. Yeah, out there fighting for you and offering deals. Giza Dream Sheets, 60% off right now. 60% off. Maybe time to go buy a couple sets, huh? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse. You get Giza Dream Sheets, 60% off.
The Jesse Kelly Show. Get no relief.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and it is a Tuesday night, and we are going to have a ton of fun. We have emails, all kinds of Black Lives Matter stuff. I even get to do I Told You So, Chris. It's like my favorite thing to do, because this Black Lives Matter stuff is really good, and I'm going to get to it in a second. But again, I want you to listen to this, because this may be the biggest example all day. This is New York City Mayor Eric Adams. He's being questioned by an employee, an assistant corporation counsel employee named Daniela Jumpel. Very fair questions. This was the exchange. She was fired less than an hour later.
3 weeks ago, you told parents parents to trust you that you would unmask our toddlers. 10 days ago, you stood right here and you said that the masks would come off on April 4th. That has not happened. You reneged on your promise. And not only did you renege on your promise, you had your lawyers race to court on Friday night to overturn a state court.
Listen, no. Let her finish. Go ahead and finish, ma'am, okay? But you got to come to a conclusion. Can't do it. Okay, how are you back there?
On March 17th that you would trust me, I will unmask your toddlers. You had your lawyers race to court on Friday night arguing that there would be irreparable harm if children...
Yeah, she goes on, continues to be polite, and she's fired an hour later. Okay, fired for asking a question of the mayor. How does open corruption like that happen? How do we have a nakedly corrupt CDC, FBI, DOJ, CIA, NSA? Remember the NSA not long ago captured Tucker Carlson's private texts and emails and released them to the media? That's a high crime. Do you remember the Federal Bureau of Investigation tried to politic on behalf of Hillary Clinton and destroy Donald Trump? Got busted for it. Nothing happened. Why? Why are we in a country where you can see all this corruption and you want something done about it? The normal person, if we were to go ask them, they can see all this corruption and they want something done about it and nothing's done about it. Why? I'll tell you why. We have gotten so passive and lazy and complacent in this country when it comes to arresting and imprisoning government officials. We actually think it's something that shouldn't happen. When is the last time you can think of a major government official? Doesn't have to be a politician, but almost probably shouldn't. When is the last time you can think of a major government official being arrested, charged, tried, and sentenced to maximum years in a penitentiary? Can you think of one? No, a lot of people can maybe think of one, you know, Scooter Libby stuff. Can you think of two? I bet you money you can't think of three. And no, I don't mean the latest Illinois governor who goes to prison. All the Illinois governors go to prison. No, I get all that. I mean major national figure. When's the last time? You can't name it. You know why you can't name it? Because it doesn't happen. You know why it doesn't happen? Because we have a corrupt system now, and the people who want it to be less corrupt don't demand trials. We demand relief. We want things to stop. We think that, oh, he should resign. Oh, Dr. Fauci, I hate Fauci. Why hasn't Fauci resigned?
The CDC has been very clear, as you've indicated, that in fact, if things turned around and you have a...
resigned? Should you go download last night's show? iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Do you want me to go through them again? I'm not going to do that. Don't panic. Do you want me to go through email after email after email of kids killing themselves or trying to in this country because of COVID lockdown measures? And you want Dr. Fauci to resign? If I caused the death of your child, would you want me to quit my radio show? Or would you want me to go to prison or worse? We don't demand accountability. We demand half measures, polite sounding things, things that make us feel good, things that don't make us feel like the bad guy. I'm not a big meanie McMean face like they are. And then we wonder why we have a government packed full of people who are unafraid. I said it last night. I've said it before. I'm going to continue saying it again. The FBI coordinated, we know this now for a fact, with Hillary Clinton, with her campaign, and the FISA court got involved to destroy the political opponent of Hillary and Barack Obama. If you were in any way involved in that, and you're at the FBI or DOJ, tonight, as you're laying your head on the pillow, or I'm laying my head on the pillow, they should be doing the same in a cold sweat, wondering, is tonight the night there's going to be a knock at my door and I'm going to have handcuffs placed on me and I'm never going to see my family again? They should be terrified tonight of the arrest and trial that's coming with maximum prison time. Not one of them is worried. They busted an FBI lawyer for lying to get a warrant to spy on an American citizen. He didn't even get disbarred. If you're at the Center for Disease Control, you've been one of the leading voices in making sure the mental health of children in this nation has been utterly destroyed for 2 years. Child suicides, depression, anxiety, all through the roof. And now we know the Center for Disease Control coordinated with the teachers' unions to put out that guidance that schools followed that destroyed kids. How many people at the Center for Disease Control will lay their head down at the down on the pillow tonight, terrified about that knock at the door? Not one. Eric Adams is the mayor of the biggest, most important city in the United States of America. Eric Adams just wrongly fired a city employee who dared to ask him a question. This is on top of hiring his own brother for six-figure jobs. Oh, there's so much worse I could say. And trust me, it'll get worse. How worried is Eric Adams that tonight FBI comes knocking on his door? He's not worried at all. And we will never change the corruption that is taking place in this country until these people feel that fear. The fear of getting arrested. The fear of going on trial. The fear of going to prison for the things you've done. Without fear, we will never advance. These people have to be afraid.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, we want to hear from you. I mean, not really, but no, I'm kidding. We will hear from you. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions from Friday. Well, for Friday, not from Friday. Anyway, all those are welcome to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I've got to give you a quick soundboard update before I go off on the Black Lives Matter thing and all the other stuff right now. Remember how we were disappointed in the pistol cock and the pistol shoot? Because we have the rifle cock, rifle shoot. I mean, those are important. Look, this is important, Chris. And then we had the pistol one. I can't play it anymore, but look, it was a little cock. I mean, that was not, it was just not enough. It was not, if you're going to have a soundboard, you don't put a little cock on there. You put a big cock on there and then a big shoot on there, right? Well, now we have the cannons and all kinds of other things, but the guys have added things since we got rid of the little cock and the little shoot. We now have Maria Salazar, my favorite part, isolated in my word. I might play this 1,000 times tonight.
You know, freedom is not free.
That's the best. Oh, gosh. All right. Enough of that. Let's have a chat. Just you and me. Let's have a little chat ski here. Black Lives Matter. Maybe you remember Black Lives Matter. That ring a bell at all? It's not like we were all waterboarded with them forever. Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter and Disney. Florida. Teachers. This anti-child grooming bill. What do those two things have in common? Well, it is confession time. You ready for a big confession from me? You know I hate communists, right? I know you hate them. I hate them. I despise them. It's a religion of death and destruction. They're just subhuman in my mind. But I'll be frank with you. I do admire some things about the communists, and I have moments, brief moments, where I wish I was one. Now, I don't want to be part of an anti-human death cult, so I'm never going to be one, but there are things about the communists I admire. One of the big things is this. Communists, they're actually not these behind the scenes in a smoke-filled room with soundproofing on the doors discussing who and what they are. Communists are actually more than willing to go on camera and discuss who and what they are. They're more than willing to lay out exactly who they hate, who they love. The communist is always willing to tell you not just who his enemies are. The communist is more than willing to tell you exactly what he believes. Remember when the Black Lives Matter founders were caught on tape? Some of this is hard to hear. Pay attention. Coming right out and saying, we're Marxists.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. And I think that what we really try to do is build a movement that could be utilized by many, many Black folk.
We're trained Marxists. Now, Chris, I'm going to have to play this again. Maybe I got this wrong. Did they say they were trained by Marxists, or did they say they were trained Marxists? Because there is a big difference. And that sure sounds like to me they're saying on camera, again, on camera, this is not hidden video, on camera, we are trained Marxists.
We actually do have an ideological frame. Myself and Alicia in particular are trained organizers. We are trained Marxists. And I think that...
Okay, they said definitely said trained Marxists. Do you know that Black Lives Matter, while all the donations were pouring in, and we're going to get to that in a minute, while cities were burning and corporations were donating mass amounts of money to Black Lives Matter, and every Democrat and half the Republicans were acting like all the cops were racist, and Black Lives Matter this, and Black Lives Matter that, and Black Lives Matter this, do you know while that was happening, in the height of their popularity, you could actually go to the Black Lives Matter website and click on the issues page, their mission statement, and they had more radical things in that mission statement than you can possibly imagine. One of them, right there on the mission statement page, said, we want to destroy the nuclear family. The destruction of the nuclear family. Chris, grab me the exact wording if you don't mind. Chris is on it. Again, not hidden, not a secret memo that went out, not a, oh, I can't believe you got a hold of a private text message. Out in the open, we're trained Marxists, we're here to destroy the nuclear family. And you know what I admire about that? I admire the boldness, and frankly, I admire the honesty. And this is why this comes up in my mind. Because the right has lost the culture war. Doesn't mean we can't win it back. We have a long way to go, but we've lost the culture war completely. They control every part of the culture now. We lost. Why did we lose? We are so weak and cowardly on the right. We will listen to the communist telling us who he is, and we will actually ignore him and make excuses for him for why he said the things he said. And we'll take it a step further on the right. I've seen a bunch of this today. I saw it from somebody at National Review. I've seen it from multiple people on the right. This is what I've seen in response to the Disney bill that said, don't talk to my kindergartner about sex. I've now seen multiple people on the right come out and say, oh, we're taking it too far, calling everybody groomers. That's not fair, guys. We're not being fair. This is too far. We're not fair. So I just want to make sure I understand this correctly. The LGBTQ Air Force wing of the communists in America, they purposely infiltrated your schools so they can teach your child to be lesbian, gay, transgender, questioning, who knows what any other list is on there. We know this has been done purposely because, again, I read for you the stats. The baby boomers, 2.6% identified as LGBTQ. Gen Z, 20%. The water didn't change. It changed because this is being pushed everywhere, especially in schools. So we on the right sat back and watched a bunch of perverted freaks infiltrate our schools, take over the classroom, pour filth into the ears and eyes of our sixth graders, and the right is worried about what? Are we being fair? I don't want to be unfair to the child sex predators. I want to make sure we are being fair. I admire the communist. The communist is more than willing to point his finger and say, there, that's my enemy. There, that's what I hate. And that's what I intend to destroy. The right? The right can't even call out child sex predators without having to equivocate and trying to make it as nice as possible. I certainly don't want to make all the teachers seem bad. Well, I don't know why teacher Bob, who's teaching my kindergarten class, I don't know why he can't talk about his husband, Bob. If you can't articulate why that's bad as somebody on the right, you're either an idiot, a coward, or you work for the other side. These people have turned 20% of the next generation into somebody who identifies as LGBTQ madness, and the right is concerned about being fair. I give all the credit in the world to Black Lives Matter and the LGBTQ Air Force types and the climate change nutters and that. You know why I give them credit? Ask them what they believe and they'll tell you. Ask them. Ask the communist who his enemy is, and he will tell you, and he'll be honest about it. Ask the communist what he hates and what he intends to destroy, and he'll be honest about it. Ask the right who his enemy is. You know what you'll get? Oh, I don't have enemies. Turn the other cheek. It's the only verse I have memorized from the Bible. My favorite. I'm not done on this yet. As you can tell, I'm a little fired up on this. I'm not done. I just cannot take this weakness from our side. So just bear with me a moment. I'll be right back to that before we get to it. Are you stuck in a timeshare? I don't mean physically stuck. Did you get one and now you can't get out of the deal? If you are, allow me to just say, when you get ripped off, it's easy to feel stupid. I've been ripped off in my life before. I felt dumb every single time. And if you got yourself stuck in a timeshare, it's easy to just say, I'll just keep paying these skyrocketing annual fees. I feel dumb. I don't know who to talk to. I don't know what to... Stop feeling dumb. This is what these companies do all the time. Rip people off. Lone Star Transfer is here to help you. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Over 900 five-star reviews. They guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing. Oh, and in a specific time frame too. The no obligation consultation, it's free. It's free. 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646 or online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Ozzy Osbourne's underrated. We don't play enough Oz on the show, Chris. We don't. Well, hold on. Whoa, you watch it. His voice was so cool. Now, I'm not going to say he doesn't have as many jams as, you know, the Beach Boys, obviously. What, Chris? Or CCR or one of the legendary bands like that. But he should be in the mix more, I feel like. Don't you feel like? I feel like he should be in the mix more. Oh, look at this one. Crazy Train, War Pigs, Iron Man. No, you're forgetting about at least one or two that are on the top. Iron Man. What? You didn't say Iron Man, or did I just repeat it back? And he did say it. I said Iron Man. Chris didn't. Hi, Jesse. I'm a 20-year-old college student, and I've kept up with your content since your undercover Brett Kavanaugh protest. I just wanted to say the best part of your podcast is not the politics, but the music. I'll tell you, that is something that's so wild to me, is how big the music has gotten on the show. Hey, nerds, do we still have that the playlist thing you guys set up? What is the website? Spotify, and it's the Jesse Kelly Show playlist. That is a website, right? You can go on a website. It's an app. Okay, never mind. Shut up. I don't like your condescending tone. Okay, apparently it's an app and a website. Whatever. Or you can just download the Jesse Kelly Show on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Back to what I was talking about. We are so scared on the right to seek victory. Like at the very beginning of the show, I talked about accountability. I brought up people like Fauci, like the CDC, FBI. Eric Adams fires someone and hires his brother. Just open political corruption. I talked about all these different government officials at various levels and how they continue their corruption. And they do it. Why? Because they're not scared, and fear is underrated. They should be scared of being arrested and tried and sent to prison. And none of them are. And no one on the right even calls for it. You see it all over the place now. Every pundit you listen to, read, every politician, what they all say, every one of them, it's the easiest thing in the world to say now, Fauci should resign. Fauci should resign in disgrace. Resign? Were you not here for last night's show? Here's an email sums it up best. Jesse, Monday's show was borderline impossible to listen to, but I made myself. These stories deserve to be heard. These people matter, and I can't believe we live in a society that sneers and laughs at those who were ruined by these intentional lockdowns. I don't want to share a planet with those responsible. Thanks for sharing every story. If you missed last night's show, it's on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes, and I will warn you, it is hard. I don't think I have ever had a show. I mean, I do a radio show. I don't have an important job, right? I don't think I have ever done a show that actually had some effect on me after I was done. I went home last night and I couldn't get to bed. Wife finally went to bed, asked if I wanted to come. I said, no, I can't go to bed. And when I finally did go to bed, I couldn't go to sleep. These stories of heartbreak and Jesse, I fell back into alcohol, and Jesse, my brother overdosed, and Jesse, my son hung himself, and the stories. And again, these things didn't happen. These things were done by people. Done by people with names. And on the right today. Well, when Fauci needs to resign. If I caused your brother to overdose and kill himself, would you demand I resign? Or would you demand I be arrested and go to prison? What is this invisible wall we have built for ourselves on the right? of that we're only allowed to fight so hard and then we should back off. Well, I'm going to fight these guys, but I'm going to do it fair. Fair? There is no fair. There is win or there is lose. And we are losing because we're trying to play the game the right way and they're trying to play the game to win. I'm telling you who's going to win that until we wake up. Until we wake up. Look, I talk about this when it comes to personal protection all the time, don't I? How many times have you heard me bring this up? Do you hope you're ready for a violent encounter? Or do you know you're ready? If you walk out of your home tonight, maybe you're going to get the mail. And someone pulls up on you and wants to throw you in the back of their car and hurt you. Or your child. Are you ready? Or do you hope you're ready? If you get assaulted leaving the office, leaving the bank, leaving church, do you hope you're ready? Have you gotten ready just to the point it makes you uncomfortable? Get a hero gun. Get a hero gun and make dang sure you're ready. It's about the size of a cell phone. It fits in your pocket. It's got a laser sight on it. Doesn't need a concealed carry permit. Anyone can use it. Non-lethal gun will stop someone in their tracks, has already saved lives. I'm not asking you to go get a 357 Magnum, although I have one myself. I'm asking you to go get a hero gun because I have multiple of those. So does my wife. State restrictions may apply, but go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse. You get a special discount. But again, we want to do everything halfway. Our personal protection, halfway. A politician should be accountable. Resign. That's halfway. These people in this country feel completely comfortable abusing us over and over and over and over again because they know they have nothing to fear. Nothing to fear. You want to know my real thoughts on the Florida bill? I don't even know if I've said this on the air yet. You want to know my real thoughts? That bill didn't go near far enough. Oh, I'm glad they passed it. Big fan. As I've said, every single state should pass a similar bill saying, don't talk about sex to my kindergartner. That bill didn't go near far enough. It should be criminal penalties. It should be all kinds of things in that bill. As a teacher, if you're a kindergarten teacher and you're looking out at your students and you really, 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 really want to talk to them about whatever weirdness you happen to be into in the bedroom, you should be afraid to do so. You should be too scared. Fear is underrated. But that makes us uncomfortable, right? Because we've become forever the turn the other cheek party, that completely perverted version of what's actually in the Bible. It's the only verse Christians know in this country. Well, we got to be nice and just turn the other cheek. We turn the other cheek and now doctors across the United States of America are cutting 10-year-old boys' penises off and trying to make them women. We turned our cheek right into turning our society into a bunch of freaks. That's our fault for our half measures. That's our fault. That's our fault for not demanding a lot more than resignations. You should want these people afraid of you. They should be facing arrest and trial, the people who have done this. Until we are willing to go to those lengths, go that far, we won't solve a thing. Because all these people, Fauci, Jen Psaki, CDC people, all of them, they'll leave their cushy government positions. Even if they resign, they'll go make $500,000 a year at some jerkwater university communizing your kids somewhere, and they'll never, ever, ever face any retribution. Until that changes, nothing in this country improves. That's a fact. Now let's talk about what actually happened with Black Lives Matter. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on,
has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.